I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hello, world. This is Deontay Henderson, welcoming you back to another episode of Just Deontay. To all of the new listeners out there, welcome to the show. And to my original listeners, welcome back, family. So today, I want to talk about insults, being insulted. You know, people, they get insults, they're insulted, they get made fun of, they get told negative things about themselves, they get told, you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that. And in reality, I don't think insults are bad. I personally thrive off of them. I think that insults are good. I believe that insults create results. Now, I'm not saying you should be a person that directly insults others and makes fun of others and belittles people and make them feel below or worse than what they are. I don't think that you should give that energy out. But if you are receiving this energy from others, I want you to take that and don't use it as a negative. Don't agree with it. Don't use it as a, oh man, they're right. That's who I am. I'll never get to that. Don't let that bring you down and tear you down. What I want you to do with that negative information, I want you to see that as criticism, whether it's constructive or destructive criticism. Just look at it as criticism. And in reality, you can learn from all criticism. For example, if I play basketball and I am a poor free throw shooter, my coach says, Henderson, you suck at free throws. I will never put you in at the end of the game to make clutch free throws. I hope you never get fouled. You're the worst free throw shooter I've ever seen. Some will take that energy. They will take that comment from their coach, those comments from their coaches and teammates and peers, whoever's watching, hecklers at games. They'll take that energy and that information. They'll take it and they'll let it destroy them. They'll get down like, dang, I'm a bad free throw shooter. This will never change. But for me, this is what I would do with that. I would say, you know what? He said I'm a bad free throw shooter. Let me go look at my stats. Okay, I shoot 30% from the free throw line. That's horrible. My coach said I'm a bad free throw shooter. Now, what I can do is this. I have two options. Either I can complain and say that this hurts my feelings and I can continue to shoot bad free throws, or I can come to practice earlier and work on my free throws. I can stay later and work on my free throws. I can watch film on how the best free throw shooters shoot. What does their follow through look like? What does their motion look like? What does their guide hand look like? What does what's their routine? What do their eyes look like when they're shooting at the hoop? Are they looking at the rim? Are they looking at the backboard? Are they looking at the net? Are their eyes closed? What do the best of the best do to make it? That's what I would do with that criticism. I would take it and say, you know what? They're probably right. I can get better. You can always be better at what you're doing. So when someone says you're not good at something, this is what you do. You take that information, you say, you know what? You're probably right. And you take it and you go and you work on it. You go study it like it's a class that you need an A for in order to graduate. You focus, you study, you practice, you come back. And this is what I would do. I would come back a better free throw shooter. I would get in a game. I'll wait for a situation to be a fourth quarter situation. I'll wait for us to be down by, what is it, 1 point. I would make sure when a coach says, oh, I need a free throw shooter, I'd be like, pick me. I'm the guy. And like, no. I'd be like, put me in. Force him to put me in, right? I'd get to the line, get my routine, show him that my practice paid off. Boom. Make the first one, right? And then for the second one, so the game's tied now. For the second one, we need this shot to go in for us to win. For the second one, this is what I would do. Because I am so confident in my ability after all the practice I put in, I would close my eyes. First, I look at the coach and smirk. Then I will close my eyes, do my routine. 1, 2, 3. Make the shot, eyes closed. And I wouldn't shake hands. I wouldn't celebrate. I wouldn't beat my chest. I would simply walk back to the bench and get ready to shake the other's team hands. And then I'd walk into the locker room. Why? because I was prepared. You guys all laughed at me and said I couldn't do it. You said I sucked at my free throws. So what I did was I went, I improved, I studied it like a maniac. I came back better than ever. Now I'm the greatest thing in venison sliced bread. That's how I'd handle that. That's how you gotta handle life. I mean, my scenario was a bit extreme. I mean, actually, you know what? I probably would do that. I'm crazy like that. But I want you to get that. When someone criticizes you, says you're horrible, you're bad, whatever, they talk down on you, look into it, be honest with yourself, be like, you know what, they're probably right. And then see what you can do to make sure that you're the best at that, or how you can improve that so great that the next time they see you in that field, that area, whatever it is they talk to you negatively about, that they're wrong and you are great at that thing. That's simple. You can really turn yourself into what you want to become. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.